Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. Hope this one finds you well. A big thank you to those, by the way, who have taken a moment to help support the work we do here on the channel by buying me a coffee. I want to thank you so much for your kindness. And, you know, without you, this would not be possible. So I do appreciate that. By the way, it is a Friday. So if anyone out there does want to further support the channel, well, you know what to do. Go to the link below. And go over to davidvance.net, the home of all things related to me. And you can make a small contribution there if you want. Anyway, moving on. 3 years ago, it's 3 years ago yesterday since Boris locked us down. And we talked about it on our live stream last night. And, you know, I still have very, very vivid memories of back then. And but the thing that struck me was, you know, like, it's all very well to be wise after the event, but let's talk about what happened in the moment. And rather than me talk about me, I was going through an old tweet I saw from someone else, a chap called Trevor Bayfield. Anyway, Trevor wasn't happy with me. This was back in April of 2020. So I guess I was about 6 weeks after the lockdown thing had started. And this is what he said, quote, "David Vance and others are encouraging people to ignore the lockdown. It's been 6 weeks for flip's sake," or words to that effect. So back on in the 25th of April, I'd agitated this individual by my refusal to accept the idea of lockdown. And he's right, because I do remember, I think it was on the 2nd of April. So that was about, a couple of weeks? No, about 2 weeks or so into lockdown. I was thinking, something's wrong. My spidey senses are tingling. This doesn't feel like a lockdown. It feels like something else, something darker, something that I cannot accept. And of course, I didn't accept it. And I suspect, like a lot of my audience here, like you, I paid very little attention to it. So for example, the lockdown was, we had to, stay away from family. I didn't. I invited my family to come here. They were welcome to come inside the house, no problems there. And I went where I wanted. I did not essentially pay any attention to what Boris Johnson and others were bullying us into doing. And that was, as I say, I mean, that was the 2nd of April. And then the 25th of April, I'd obviously triggered people by virtue of the fact that I didn't think the lockdown was right. And of course, if you don't think the lockdown's right, well, then maybe at that point I was beginning to have questions about this deadly virus. You know, it's the Spanish flu, David, I tell you. It's the Spanish flu. It's going to wipe out half the planet. Don't think so. And again, in those early days, I remember they really pushed asymptomatic thing. You know, you can have COVID and not even know it. That's how dangerous it is. And I remember with my logical head on thinking, well, hang on. So you're saying I could be walking around with this deadly, deadliest virus known to man and not even know that I've got it? No, that doesn't make sense. You know, and then people say, no, it's like the flu, David. Yeah, but if you've ever had a flu or some such symptoms, you know that you've had them. You know, you've never walked around on a word that you've got the flu. Although I've got questions about the flu, but that's for a separate time. So I remember very early on thinking, no, I don't like this lockdown malarkey. I'm not really going to go with it. I won't be kept away from my loved ones, and I won't be told what to do by the clown Boris Johnson. And secondly, this virus doesn't sound right to me. Something's very wrong about it. Now, since then, I've obviously gone down the rabbit hole a lot deeper than that. And as you know, I don't believe there is such a thing as a COVID virus. I mean, I'm very clear on that. But even then, I knew there was something wrong. It wasn't right. This notion, because the other thing is we were getting, you know, the figures up on the screen and, this is, people are falling over, dying in the streets of Wuhan. Look at the Italians, they're all dying in North Italy. That's when they used the fake photographs of the coffins, remember? I think from a shipwreck at a ship. Do you remember they showed an image of all these coffins in northern Italy. Oh, for the poor victims of the COVID. Turned out to be a fake photograph from a shipwreck of, I think, Lampedusa. So anyway, we'd been set up, we'd been prepped for, you know, basically you're lucky if half the population survives. But then as we went through March into April, I remember, but I don't know anyone that's got this. Literally no one. And so it was all the way through. I never knew anyone who died of the COVID, so to speak. I know some people who became ill after taking their COVID jabs. Yeah, I know. I'm familiar with those, but that's not the same thing. So all I'm saying is back in the days of lockdown, my instinct was, no, don't think this is the thing we should be doing. I mean, I remember back then actually believing, you know, in the whole herd. Remember the whole herd immunity argument, which I still think is a pretty reasonable one, if you believe there's something to be immune from, mind you. And so, you know, let it rip. Yeah, let it rip. Just like we let the flu rip or the cold rip or other such alleged illnesses, right? Let the COVID rip, but no, no, no. They were playing intense psyops on it. As we said last night on our live stream, it was literally military grade psyops on the British population, using the nudge units, using the media, using every mechanism to scare us. But to be quite honest with you, I wasn't that scared. And for the first week or so, I didn't know what was happening. So I was like probably most of the population. I couldn't work it out. But within a couple of weeks, I figured, you know, we locked down on the 23rd of March, 2020. By the 2nd of April, so that was about a week later, thereabouts, I was going, no, this is wrong. And then I obviously started putting out stuff that irritated people because I wasn't going along with the fear. And I think it's very healthy that we don't go along with fear and we don't live in an environment of fear. And we live instead in a world of hope and kindness. Thank you so much for listening.